Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and it's approaching 9 a.m. GMT here on the 4th of February 2013, and this is day 4 of the Jonathan Sawyer at Sawyer GB February Challenge. And today's question is, what is your secret hobby? I was thinking about this, and this is a little bit of a ironic, really, because I was thinking, hey, I wonder if anybody would admit to pornography being their secret hobby. It seems to be a lot of people. I wonder how many people would admit to that as a secret hobby publicly. Because when we're talking about secret hobbies, obviously they're secret, and there's a reason for them being secret usually. Because by definition, we're keeping it to ourselves. We don't want to share that hobby. I think the difference between a secret hobby and a hobby that someone doesn't know about in general is this idea that we keep it to ourselves. And so, do we share our secret hobbies? Well, I'm going to share mine. My secret hobby is collecting sermons. I'll tell you why it's secret to begin with. It's because it's a hobby that I do just for myself. It's purely for me. It has no relevance to anybody else. And so it's not something I've ever really talked about. But it's not something that can remain secret, if you know what I mean. So I'll share it on Audioboo. And I collect sermons. Sermons dating back from the 3rd century I have, right up until last month. And the sermons can be... I started out collecting sermons from fathers of the church, doctors of the church, people like John Henry Newman, etc., St. Augustine, and all people in between since. And it's developed into something that I search for online when I go to church, different churches and monasteries and places like that, and I listen to sermons. If I particularly enjoy a sermon, I will ask for a transcript of that, take it and digitise it and store it. Sometimes I record sermons where I can. I download audio sermons that have already been recorded. I download the links to sermons and all that sort of thing, and I collate them on cloud in a special Dropbox account that I have solely for sermons. And I just do it for... Well, the reason was, initially, I heard a sermon when I was very young, and it really inspired me. It didn't inspire me to believe in God anymore, particularly. What was inspiring about this particular sermon was that it sort of was talking about life in general, how people can just be good to each other. And I can remember the priest standing there, never once until the very, very end did he relate what he was talking to with matters of faith. And as he was listening, he just thought it was a guy having a talk about how to live your life better and how to interact with people and how to engage and that sort of thing. And then at the end, like I say, did he bring it round back to God and how we live that in the faith. And that's what inspired me. That's what I thought, well, this is really good. This is a really interesting way of finding out opinions, listening to how to better ourselves from people who have an understanding. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is that a lot of talk about priests, bishops, and people in the church in general, people who seem to be living a lifestyle that isn't the same as the regular man or woman, in the sense that they don't have, not especially in the Catholic Church, they don't get married, they don't have children, they're not meant to, they're meant to live a different kind of life, and yet they are far more in tune with everyday living than we give them credit for, or certainly that I gave them credit for. And so I collect sermons, and a lot of the sermons that I collect talk about just how to, well, they're inspiring, they talk how to just be a reasonable everyday guy, girl, and living in the community of humanity. And a lot of them, of course, have religious connotations, and that's as it should be with the sermon in the sense, because I do collect religious sermons. I'm not talking about any other kind of sermon here. And I collect sermons from different branches of the Christianity. And I also collect sermons from, although they're not really sermons, I do collect talks from other religions too, where I can, and the ones that I can translate or have been translated and that I find interesting. But my main focus is on Christian sermons or sermons from the Catholic and or Protestant churches. And I'm not stuck. It doesn't have to be, because people have a lot to say from all walks of life in all different religions and different areas of life. And that's what I do. I collect sermons. What I will do with those sermons, I don't know. I suppose ultimately I may drag them all into some form of website so they can be shared in the future as a good collation point. There are places on the web where you can search for sermons, and I do that, but Obviously, they don't have everything there, and I'm collating a lot of stuff. So, what is your secret hobby? And don't say it's porn. Or do! That'll be interesting if anybody's brave enough, because I'm sure that it is certain people's secret hobby, or it was. It was my secret hobby when I was younger, I'd make no bones about it. But I was just laughing to myself when I was thinking about this, and the contradiction between, or at least the two ends of the spectrum, a secret hobby of pornography and a secret hobby of sermons. Like I say, I only have one of them. Never the two shall meet. But thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.